Today I am reviewing Einstein's Jewish Science, Physics at the Intersection of Politics and Religion, and it's written by Stephen Gimbel. This is a really good book, really juicy. I just want to have a open discussion, even though it's just me. I wish I could speak or bounce my ideas off of someone else, but yeah, it's just going to be me and you talking. Feel free to talk back. And I just want everyone to know, I know the things that I'm going to talk about. I'm talking about religion and things like that. And it may be, a sensitive, touchy topic to some people. But I'm not here to try to offend anybody. I am just expressing my opinions. And an opinion is not a fact. I just want to let you guys know that. This is physics, yes. And this book is based in physics, but it's also taking it to spirituality. So just be open-minded, right? And I say that because one of the questions that I'm going to be discussing today is, who is considered a Jew? I'm just going to get right into it. So this book is based off of Einstein's theory of relativity. Einstein's theory of relativity discusses, is time relative? And we believe, yes, time is relative. It also goes into, is his theory of relativity based in Jewish tradition, Jewish beliefs, right? So this book, because Einstein was a Jew, but there are many different definitions of who is a Jew, what is being Jewish all about. And this is where it gets tricky, but I want to be as sensitive as possible because there are people that are very opinionated about this topic. I know I hold my own opinion. Again, opinion. It doesn't mean that this is true, right? So I think it gets tricky because there is race and there is religion, and being a Jew consists of both. It's complicated. So in the book, it discusses, well, how can we determine if this theory is based in Jewish customs, Jewish principles, if we don't discuss who is considered a Jew? So we're getting into it now. We're getting into the question, who is considered a Jew? I would say Orthodox Jews, people that practice Judaism, would think that being Jew means that the women in your family are Jewish, meaning your mom and your grandmother have to be Jewish in order for you to be considered a Jew. Now, that is more to playing on the race and believing that being a Jew is coming from a particular land, and that's how you are considered or labeled a Jew, right? But it gets tricky because reading on Judaism and reading on Christianity, and me being a Christian myself, there is another side that believes that being a Jew is following the principles and living a certain way, in a faith-based way, where you carry out the characteristics of God. You walk like God. You are the embodiment of God in everything that you do. You treat people that way. You give back to your community that way. You know that you are of service. You are a chosen people that carry out his light in the world, right? In Christianity, okay, so I'm going to get into more of my opinion on who is considered a Jew and why I believe what I believe. And I'm always open to open discussion. And I would love to have a discussion with, people that disagree or even like-minded people. But based on the Bible and based on the father of many nations that have birthed multiple religions, Jewish people, Judaism, believe in Abraham being their father, right? The Jews believe that Abraham is their father, and that's a big part of why they don't acknowledge Jesus Christ. Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but we also believe that Abraham is the father of faith, and he birthed many nations. It started with Abraham. In Christianity, it says that God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Muslims also believe that they come from Abraham. So this all started with Abraham. And if we can all agree on that, now we have to really think, who is a Jew? If all these religions, all these faith-based practices are rooted and stemmed from a person who wasn't a Jew. Hear me. Abraham wasn't a Jew. Based on the definition of a Jew coming from a particular land, because we know that Abraham was born from a polytheistic, he came from a polytheistic background. He came from a polytheistic background, and God took him out of that place and did something new. Gave him a new name and blessed him. You see it throughout the Bible. God will give you a new name before he blesses you. Right? So he did that with Abraham. Now, if Abraham wasn't Jew, but the Jews come from Abraham, what is the definition of a Jew? And based on my study of Christianity and the Bible, God said that he is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob wrestled with God. God changed his name and blessed him. God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And going forward, God addresses his people as Israel because they came from Jacob. Israel. Jacob is Israel, and God addresses his chosen people, the tribes that came from Israel, who was once known as Jacob. This is a person, not a land. This is where we get into the difference in what we believe, who is considered a Jew. They're about to mow the lawn. Oh my gosh. Based on who is considered a Jew. Israel is God's chosen people, but they are not chosen because of where they came from, the land that they came from. It is not based on a land. Israel is God's chosen people. Israel is not a place. This is very, very important. So based off of that, we know that Israel is a people and not a place. We could take it further back to the question, who is a Jew? We know that Jew is considered, yes, a race, and it's expressed in multiple religions. Like I said, Judaism and in Christianity, God's people are considered Jew. They're considered Jew. Now, I believe with Israel, God naming Jacob Israel and bringing Ruth. Now, this gets tricky. Bringing Ruth, again, he makes a point of bringing Ruth, a Moabitess, into the lineage. Acknowledging that this is not necessarily a certain people that come from a certain place, but it's his people, the way he wants to identify his people. It doesn't mean that you look a certain way. Ruth was completely different. Again, came from a polytheistic background, but he used her, and she's a part of the lineage. Go read the book of Ruth. Right? So who is a Jew? And guess what? Ruth is a part of the lineage of David, which people in Judaism acknowledge David, love David, use the Star of David, just like Christians use the Star of David. That's a six-pointed star, in case you guys don't know. That's on the flag of Israel. Zionists use that star. We're all using that star in the same way, in a different way. But at the base of it, it's acknowledging the part that David played in the whole story, in the lineage. But we know that that lineage can't be based on a people that come from a certain land, because Ruth did not come from that land. Ruth cannot be identified as a Jew coming from a particular land, because Ruth came from, again, a polytheistic background and was brought in by Naomi and Boaz adopting her. Okay? And from Ruth came Obed and eventually David. Okay? So, understanding the history and the lineage, yes, it goes into bloodline, but what it mainly goes into is discussing that God uses the unlikely, Abraham, Ruth, to carry out his purpose, and whoever God picks, that is his chosen people. That is his chosen people. It's not based off of how you look. It's not based off of a place. It's based on who he picks. God does what he wants when he wants. He's sovereign. So based off of my analysis of who is a Jew is God's people, and you'll be surprised who he is using. Now, enough of that. I say that to say this. Einstein was considered a Jew, right? He was considered a Jew, and he came up with the theory of relativity. And in those times, they mocked this theory as Jewish science. Now, the book discusses, it went into everything I just went into. Who is considered a Jew? Who is considered a Jew? Is it, if it's based off living and carrying out God on the earth, giving back to your community and doing this and doing that, and acknowledging that God's people have gifts, because, right, we're talking about time being relative. The theory of relativity, is time relative? Is space and time the same thing? Think about what I just asked you. Is space and time the same thing? Is time relative? Well, we know it is, because the clock, we say that time is motion, right? We could count it. There's 60 seconds in a minute, but we know that that's relative. It may be like this on Earth, but if we go into space, it's completely different. We learned that in Interstellar, the movie, right? That's a whole different type of time. Now, in physics, they're saying space-time and implying that space and time is interchangeable, is one and the same. That time is not looked at as something that is moving, that we're moving through time and space. Or should I say, through a space in time. So, for example, a lot of people feel like they are delayed. But could you be delayed or stuck because you are unable to move past a space in time, move past the moment? So life is just a accumulation of moments. And that's why God's children are able to prophesy, have foresight, are able to have dreams and visions of the future. And this is not just, this is spiritual. This is a like philosophy, but this is also physics. This is also science. And for everyone that thinks that this is going left field now, because I brought up spirituality and being able to have dreams and visions, this is a very known thing. And the government knows it so well that they use people in the military. They find people like us to use us in the military, and it's called remote viewing. So they could find hostages, so they could locate certain things, and we could direct them to the place. It's remote viewing. Look it up. So this is a known thing, whether you want to express it scientifically or you want to express it through religion, spirituality, or you want to express it through science, where we're saying that time and space, we may have it confused, right? That time is relative and it's all based on the person. The Bible says that Jacob, he worked for Rachel 14 years, but for him, it was only a couple of days. It only felt as a couple of days, moments, right? I'm sure to her, it didn't feel like a couple of days. Moments. Are we just moving through moments? Is that why we're able to see moments that haven't been expressed physically yet in dreams and in visions? What is time? Was Einstein's theory of relativity based in Jewish science, quote unquote? That's what the Germans mocked it as, Jewish science. It wasn't based in the concept of God, the God particle. This is all interesting and it's so fascinating to me. And I just love science so much. I feel like science is a different expression of God, right? It's God expressed, just like how different religions like Judaism and Christianity and being Islam, or like, it's all an expression of God. And we're finding out that science is just another expression of God with different terms, and it's mathematical terms. But God is a very meticulous, and he's very intentional. He's very intentional. And you see that played out in the Bible as well, where everything can go is rooted in a number. He's very big on 3. He's very big on 7. He's very big on 40. So it's just like the things that we feel like we hold different opinions on, we're actually kind of all getting to the same thing. And that's where I just wanted to like leave it. It's such an interesting book. I love science. I particularly love life science, physics, and quantum physics. I've just been studying it like for a long time now, and I just love it. Quantum physics is just another ball game. I absolutely am obsessed with quantum physics because God gave us a mind. And like I said, with whether we're remote viewing for the military or we're able to see things in our visions and our dreams, we all were gifted with a mind. We may not all have the gift of being able to see, being a seer, but we all were gifted with a mind. And that's where quantum physics come into play. If you're intentional, Einstein thinks of quantum physics as God being random, and he really didn't like it or considered it true. But as we know now, quantum physics is actually the expression of God being very intentional. And it goes so far in saying that if you can envision an end goal, you can get there. And you don't have to know how. And you don't have to take incremental steps to get there. You could go for a leap, a quantum leap. And again, what is a quantum leap? It's rooted in mathematics. It's being able to go from 1 to 25 and not having to do 1, 2, 3. And it's proven, and a lot of people, or say God's chosen people, now that we know God, we could use God's chosen people and Jew interchangeably, at least in Christianity, because that's what they're called. The Jews are God's chosen people. We just define what is a Jew, so that shouldn't rock anybody's boat, right? He uses that interchangeably. So based off of that, we know that God blessed us with this mind that we create with. Everything we see, everything that we do, everything that we use here was envisioned in our mind, and we have the ability to bring it to life. That in itself is just like, wow. So if you could take that concept and now bring it to mathematics and understand that we don't have to do 1, 2, 3. We could go from 1 to 25 and it's being done. It's just like, wow, game changer. And the thing is, again, you don't have to know how. You just have to see the end goal. How beautiful is that? I recommend the book U Squared. That is the simplest way to put quantum physics. That is the best book to learn quantum physics, hands down, period. Anybody could get it. And it's just like, it will make you want to study physics and quantum physics for the rest of your life. This is amazing. Especially if you're into religion, you'll be surprised how much you love science. So that's it. I hope you guys like this review. I hope like I said, this is just my opinion based on studying physics and studying the Bible and, you know, reading the Torah and the Talmud. And this is just my opinion. So I could stand to be corrected, and maybe I'm missing certain things. I'm sure I am. I'm not a Bible scholar. You know, this is just something that I pick up on my spare time. But I just felt like I would express my thoughts and opinions on it. I feel like God's people, his chosen people, are people that he picks and chooses. And God does what he wills. And, you know, you'll be surprised. Well, I love you guys. That's all. I will see you next time. Bye.